Absolute Plumbing.
Hi, Sarah. This is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you?
This is Jennifer. Sarah no longer works here.
Oh, okay. I see. I apologize. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
Okay.
Wonderful. I was actually calling in regards to the email that you sent.
Okay.
So on your email, you mentioned to turn off the leads portion of Local Flash. I just wanted to confirm or to verify on what needs to be turned off. Is it something that – is it actually about the leads that shows on your client dashboard probably?
Well, we just have a lot of work right now, and I don't want to start turning people away.
Uh-huh. Got it. So that would mean you would like to probably take a pause on your marketing, if I got it right.
Well, is that going to take me off Google if you pause that?
It's not going to take you off Google, but technically what it does, I mean, it may actually affect your visibility and ranking on Google.
Okay. Well, I just need the leads paused. I can't take on any more work right now, or I don't want to get the reputation of telling people no.
Got it.
So I don't think that should affect my online presence if I'm not taking leads. I don't think one should have anything to do with the other.
Well, the thing is that if we stop optimizing your Google business profile, or if we put a pause on it, then that means it won't be, that would actually mean that it would affect your ranking on Google. Although you would still be visible on Google, though. Yes. It's just that your business may not show on the first page of the search results anymore.
Okay. I thought the leads were coming from you all, not from Google.
It is actually coming from the optimization that we do, or from the marketing campaign that we're doing for the business. So if we put a pause on optimization, then it may affect your ranking.
Okay. Well, I can always turn it back on. So let's just go ahead and pause it for now. And
we're going to have it paused, but just to set expectations, Jennifer, your listing will still be showing online, as it should. At the same time, with it being on pause, since you're still visible on Google technically, then you may still be receiving leads, okay? But it's not as often.
Well, I don't want to receive leads that I'm paying for, because I'm going to have to tell people no.
Okay, so you only don't want to receive leads from the Google Verified campaign. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know. All of this is so confusing to me, and I don't understand any of it. I didn't set any of this up, so I don't know how any of it works. All I know is the owner told me that he didn't want to pay for the leads right now, and the leads needed to be turned off because we're going to have to start telling people no. To me, that shouldn't affect our Google listing. You know, I thought the leads came through Local Splash, because Local Splash is who's sending me a message telling me that I have a lead through Local Splash.
Right, exactly. Now, Jennifer, the account actually has technically there's actually three services or products that we're doing for Paul. So we are optimizing the Google business profile, which is still going to gain, or which is still going to give him leads, but not the ones that he has to pay for. We're also running Facebook ads, which is also going to give him leads. These leads are not the ones that you need to pay for. We're also doing Google Verified campaign. Now, for Google Verified campaign, this is where he would actually need to pay for each valid lead that he gets to receive. So if I'm not mistaken, this is what he wanted to put a pause on?
Yes.
Okay, so putting a pause on Google Verified for now, and we'll be keeping the local SEO and Facebook ads, of course, to still continue being in the ranking and to still be able to keep your progress as far as the online presence.
Okay.
All right, so if I may ask with this being on pause, when should we turn it back on?
I'll call for that.
All right, let me just check here. Please allow me a moment. All right, so putting a pause on the Google Verified campaign only allows it to pause for a month. That means it will be automatically resumed on the 25th. But you can always let us know prior to the 25th of April should there be a need to, let's say, extend the pause maybe, or if it can proceed with a reactivation.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have it paused for up until the 25th of April. By the way, this is also accessible in the client dashboard right under the ad campaign. You have the option to put a pause or even resume it on your end. So Google Verified ad has been successfully paused. Will there probably be anything else that I can assist you with today, Jennifer?
No, not as of right now. Just make sure you remove Sarah Clary as a contact.
I will definitely remove Sarah, and just to set expectations, monthly billing will still be $299. This time, you won't be receiving any Google Verified leads.
Okay, was that the $244 I was paying?
$244. Let me just confirm that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
$244 is for the Google Verified campaign, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, thank you, Stephanie. I'll call you back if we need anything else.
All right, for sure. Thank you so much as well. And, yes, please feel free to always call us back or send us an email or a text. We'd be glad to assist. Thank you for your time, Jennifer.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Bye.